Carlton Football Club player. There are some good signs emerging from what's been pretty much an up-and-down year at the Blues, and a young man who has had his contract extended for a couple of years and very much part of the scene up at Princes Park is Tom Bell, who joins us now. Tom, Tony Leonard here with Terry Wallace. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Just an assessment of the year. You've been around the place now long enough to know. Expectations, external expectations, obviously don't count for a great deal amongst the playing group. But what's your assessment now with five rounds to go of 2014?
Yeah, obviously it's been a bit of a disappointing year so far. But I think what the good thing now is we can just take things week by week. And we've really been focusing on our games as they come. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to Fremantle this week.
Now, with Fremantle, of course, over to Perth, the hardest trip of all. You obviously get to have a bit of a look and you do your tapes, everything like that. What's some sort of one or two things that you reckon Fremantle, if Carlton is to be really competitive on Thursday night, what are one or two things that you're going to have to really clamp down on?
Look, we know Fremantle are a very good defensive side, so I think we need to just exploit that a little bit. I think they've got some very good inside midfield players as well. We know Fife is a very good player, so I think if we can keep him quiet, and I think hopefully that'll do the job.
Tom, just along with your contract, it's been an interesting journey. I mean, all the way from Queensland down, I've seen you play a lot of VFL games along the journey where you really controlled that level, come up a couple of times. It took you a while to sort of get yourself balanced off to become, you know, a really solid senior player. You must be pleased now that it seems to be all coming together.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely been a few years in the making. I had a few injuries which set me back a little bit. But I think with Mick coming on board coaching, it's really really helped my football, and I think I've really stepped up another level. So I'm thankful for Mick for coming on board. I think he's given me a great opportunity.
We're not going to try to retire these boys off, but it is coming to the end of a couple of the inside midfielders. I mean, obviously Juddy's, you know, not long to go. Brock McLean is, you know, closer to the end clearly than the start. So there's real opportunity there. I mean, they need that big, strong body around the middle of the ground. So, yeah, clearly, I mean, with the contract extension, that shows exactly where they're heading.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's obviously we don't know what's going on with Juddy or Brock or any of those boys yet. It'll obviously be excellent if they could stay around the club for longer, but I mean, that's up to them. But yeah, I think it's good. Like, as you said, we've got a few of the younger boys coming through. Like, we've got big Paddy Cripps, who's played 2 games this year. He was pretty impressive. And Nick Graham, who played against North Melbourne the other week and kicked a pretty impressive goal. So, I mean, with boys like that coming up, I think we're definitely in good stead for the next couple of years.
As you mentioned, it's sort of been an up-and-down season for the club, but there is some things that I really like about the way the club's heading. I thought their trading was very good last year. Yeah, to bring Sam Doherty to the club, I think, you know, his kicking ability, once he gets established and gets some, you know, real games under his belt, will be good for the club. Andreas Everett coming, I think they are a couple of really good gets.
Yeah, I think Dre's been a great pickup for us. Dre and Dockers, and even Daisy. Like, Daisy, what he brings off the field's great for the club. So, I mean, everyone's really appreciating that. But, I mean, like, as I was saying, Andreas Everett, I think he's been a great pickup for the club. He's settled in really well, and that's obviously shown with the form he's stringing out this year.
And you got Sam Rowe, who really come to the club as a forward. Mick, you know, really worked hard, I know, sort of in the off-season, trying to train him up, and it took him back to the VFL level to play him as a defender. He's really holding down the spot now well.
Yeah, big Rowe. It's a good story to see him come back and play some quality footy. I think he's been a big stalwart for us in the back line. I mean, he's really holding that together, him and Michael Jamieson. So, that's great to see Rowe playing some good footy, and I think that form will continue towards the end of the season.
Tommy, what's your take on Levi Casbolt? We had him on our show only probably 2 weeks ago, and
yep,
it was a really good chat with him. Can he really get hold of that key power forward spot? Because, gee, at times, you know, in glimpses, he really looks like being able to be a dominant player.
Yeah, Levi. I think, yeah, he definitely can. I think Levi's definitely got the potential to do that. He as you said, in glimpses, like, he is amazing. I mean, once he gets his hands on that footy, there's no chance of him dropping it. So, I mean, yeah, Big Levi, just, yeah, I think big confidence player. I think when he's on, he's on. So, look, I'm looking forward to seeing Levi over the next couple of weeks develop, and hopefully he can string a few really good games towards the end of the season and bring that in the next year and start really strong.
We were just talking about Fremantle this weekend, but it's a pretty tough draw on the way home that you guys have actually got.
Yeah, it is. It's in a way, it's quite good, I think. We enjoy a good challenge, and we enjoy coming up good against good sides. So, look, I'm definitely looking forward to the next couple of weeks. I'm sure most of the boys are as well.
Hey, with your Queensland background, picking up AFL at age 12, was it league your original love as a little tacker?
No, I played soccer growing up as a kid. So it wasn't until I had a few mates move up from Victoria who brought me across to AFL, and they sort of got me into the game from there. So I'm very thankful for them to move. From moving up.
Good. It's good stuff too. And sort of like the Melbourne obviously is the home. It's going to be the home for the next couple of years. Just what about, what's it like for someone like yourself, young fella down here? Everything's settled. Do you like to get back home when you've got a bit of time off, which obviously you've had over the last week and a half?
Yeah, it was pretty eye-opening coming down to Melbourne. I've never really been to Melbourne too much before I moved here. And it's crazy how big AFL is down here compared to up in Queensland. Obviously in my breaks I enjoy getting back home and sort of getting out of the AFL culture in a way, and yeah, it's good just to sort of get away and go to the coast and surf and just do all the things I used to do pretty much.
Wonderful to have a chat with you. And just, have you ever paid for a bowl of pasta in Lygon Street? He's a Carlton footballer's calling card, his face, and it's, come in son, sit down, have a bowl of pasta, have a glass of red wine, have a lemonade. Yeah. Is it still that recognisable part of, obviously, the great club that won all of those flags some 20-odd years ago?
Yeah, I've tucked down to Lygon Street a fair bit, actually, to pick up a few free bowls of pasta. So,
You've got a name.
I've got a name.
Who looks after you?
I've ducked into Danini's.
Yes, Danini's, yeah.
That's definitely my favourite. I've got a little standard there that I always get, so that's my go-to.
Is it one of those ones that the dietitians want to hear, tomato base and that's it? Or is it something that's got prawns and lobster in it,
a bit of cream, everything
like that?
I'd love to say it's just tomato based, but I think it's hard to go past one of the nice creamy based pastas on my street, I think.
Absolutely, 100% there. Hey, good to talk to you. One serious one, if we just may, before and we wind up, we love hearing from the clubs, and good to have a chat with you tonight. Matthew Cruthers, not only the forgotten man of AFL football, certainly he's not the forgotten man of Carlton, but to the wider world, he's almost the forgotten man of football. Two things. How's the foot coming along? But B, because Kerry and I have met him quite a few times, how's his demeanour? Because sometimes young players who've just had a wretched run for what seems an eternity now can get a little bit downhearted.
Yeah, I think Cruthers is pretty good. He's obviously been through a few serious injuries before. So, whenever I see Cruz, he's really up and about around the club. It'd be great to see him back and play a few games by the end of the year. But, we'll just see how that goes. And, Cruz, he's still looking very fit. So, I mean, I'll give that to him.
Good stuff. And the absolute final one, Tom, have you had the laser from Mr. Malthouse when you've committed an error or not fully followed out an instruction as he's given to you?
I can't have had one this year, but I'm sure there'll be one coming.
Has anyone had the laser?
Not that I know of. It's not something we talk about around the club. I think when the boys cop it, they keep it pretty personal.
Avoid eye contact at all times. Hey, Tom, lovely to have a chat with you. Good luck as your career unfolds. We think you're going to be part of the AFL furniture for quite some time to come.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Tom Bell from the Carlton Football Club joining us now. And you're absolutely bang on, Terry. They do have, you're not pensioning him off, but it is an ageing, hard inside midfield. Blokes like himself and Eddie Kerno have really got nice careers in front of them, form and fitness notwithstanding.
Absolutely, and we all hope that those boys play on for another couple of seasons, but when you're doing your planning, you've got to sort of say, okay, when they finish, who's going to be the replacement? And Tommy Bell is one of those guys.
You're listening to Sports Day. For Ford, go further.